Summer reading list needs something for the kids, a stocking filler. When I was young, there was Stumpy and Bales was the illustrated kids' cricket book, which I can vividly recall. For this generation, there is now Cricket I Just Love It. A voice familiar to all of us, Alistair Nicholson, has put this together. It's illustrated by Tom Gillette. Alistair, well done. Great to have you on the program.
Oh, g'day, Jared. Thanks so much, mate. Really good to be chatting with you.
Have I just ruined your golf round?
No, Ross, your producer, has. He said, you've got 2 minutes. I had a 10-foot birdie putt on the 11th at Royal Heidelberg, but I journey three-putted. So it's exciting talking to you. It's been too long, mate.
It better result in a book sale or two to compensate. How much of the inspiration here, Al, is two sports-loving boys at home?
Yeah, very much so, Jared. And I'm sure you've experienced it with your own children, but that joy of reading a well-written children's book to your children in the evening before bed, it's such an important part of the nightly routine. It struck me that for my kids, there weren't really any cricket books around, and I know how much they love the game, and I'd always thought it would be fun to write a children's book, and that's where the idea stemmed from. And I think there's a massive audience out there for a book like this when you consider how many youngsters around the country love and play the game.
How did you find the process to stepping into children's literature?
Yeah, it was very fun, and it really started from very humble beginnings. It was just a project I started a couple of years ago, just mucking around, and never actually thought that it would reach the point where it would be published. I'd write a few verses if I was in an airport or in a taxi or something, or going to a football game, or had a few moments up my sleeve, and then approached it in a bit more of a structured way once I realised there might be a market for it, and maybe it had some potential. But once I started working with Alan and Unwin, the publisher, I could see how it was going to come to life. And Tom Gillette's illustrations have beautifully captured, I think, the essence of the game and all the fun associated with it.
Is Tom a cricket fan? Because he's done a great job with it.
Oh, I think he must be, Jared. It's an interesting process because there's a lot of back and forth around the illustrations, but I actually haven't directly spoken with him other than to convey through a third party how much I appreciated what he'd done and how much fun I thought he'd brought to the book and how much life I thought he'd given it. So I look at those images and I can see someone who clearly understands the essence of cricket, those long twilights, playing at the beach, barbecues, caravans, that joyful experience in summer when kids are getting ready for Christmas. And there's always a game of cricket going on somewhere. Sometimes it's in the house, sometimes things are getting broken or dogs are nicking off with balls and that type of thing. And I've tried to capture all of that inside the book.
And you've put some great value around the language and around some of the facts at the front and the back, as well as the narrative as well.
Yeah, I think that's really important. Gee, as much as kids, I just want to have a joyful experience of reading the book, I also think the history of cricket is such an important part of it all. And those that have come before, so Ponting and Warne and Lilly and Bradman and all of those players get a mention. And then there's also a spot for the women players who are making such a mark at the moment as well. Alyssa Healy, Meg Lanning, those types of players. And cricket's got a very distinctive lingo, doesn't it, associated with it. There's some quite funny phrases in there that I thought kids would find amusing and quirky and weird. And ultimately, I hope it leads to conversations between parents and kids about the game of cricket. It sparks an interest and leads to conversations around what I think is a very special sport.
So which scene is closest to what we would see at the Nicholson household if we drove by at the peak of summer? Is it the hallway? Is it the backyard? Is it the cracking of frames or vases? Is it the beach? What's closest to the Nicholson household?
There's definitely been a bit of that, Jared. There's actually an illustration that Tom's done subtly in the middle of the book, and it's got all the fielding positions, or some of them at least, and some of the quirky ones, and there's a lovely illustration he's done of a cow at Cow Corner. But the two boys who are out there batting in the middle are wearing the team shirts of my boys' local club, so that was a lovely little element that he put in there. But from my own childhood, I can remember the number of windows that were broken in our family property to the point where my dad booted us over the back barbed wire fence and sent us down to the paddocks to play. So the insurance on the house, I think, was all of the window insurance was used up very quickly in the Nicholson household as a youngster, that's for sure.
You've done a lovely job with it, Al. We showed it to Benji, who's nine, as soon as it arrived the other night. So it's terrific. It feels that stocking filler absolutely perfectly, and I can imagine many a bedtime being fueled by your words, and hopefully it lights a dream for cricket in the next generation.
That's the hope, Jared. Thanks very much for having me on, mate. Appreciate it.
All right, hope you recover on the 12th. Alistair Nicholson there, who's written Cricket, I Just Love It. Tom Gillett has provided the illustrations, and it's beautiful. So I recommend that for your summer reading list as well. So that hopefully sets you up for some good hours ahead as the summer goes by.